सहनाभवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः।
We are seeing the Artha Bhaga Brahmanam, in which the Artha Bhaga challenging the Agnyavalkya in the assembly of Janaka Maharaja. After Ashvala, the first challenger completed his questions. Now the second person called Arthabhaga asking Yajnavalkya. The first question asked by Arthabhaga is, what is the name of Graha and Atigraha? What are the Grahas and Atigrahas? How many are there? For that, Agnivalka is answering, there are 8 grahas and 8 atigrahas. Graha means that which holds. Like idiki, in our kitchen, what you use idiki, no, to hold something. So our sense organs are called grahaha. They hold on to an object. Corresponding object. Eyes are holding on to the forms and colors. Ears are holding on to, holding on means what? Always going towards that sounds. So 8 grahas are there. Manas, buddhi, all come under, put together. Vak, pani, pada, he has selected certain grahas. And other things you have to add. The sense objects are called atigrahas. Individual jiva is slave to his sense organs. The jiva is carried away by the sense organs. Wherever they take, he goes there. That's why they are all holders of individual. Individual holds the sense organs hold the sense objects. So, sense organs are the boss, individual is the slave, and sense objects are the atigrahas, holders of holders. No? Yamanuk yamanana. So, the masters of these sense organs, sense objects are very powerful. They attract the sense organs, grahas. Since sense objects are powerful, shabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, gandha, corresponding objects are there. Those objects are very powerful, attract these sense organs. They hold the sense organs in their grip. So therefore, they are called atigrahas. What is the proof? Na? Pandi Bazar, Ranganath Street, Usman Road is the proof. So therefore, atigrahaha, grahaha, 8 and 8. Ashtau, ashtau. Grahaha and Atigrahaha are the controllers of Hiranyagarbhana. In the previous Atimoksha Brahmanam, Hiranyagarbha Padavi is superior. Agnivalkya said, Amrutattvam you can get. And if you go to Hiranyagarbha Padavi, you are also getting the position of Hiranyagarbha. Then he comes here and says, really speaking, that Hiranyagarbha also limited is Mahasamsari. Individual is ordinary samsari with 19 faculties. Hiranyagarbha is Mahasamsari with the 19 billion faculties. Because all individual faculties put together, Hiranyagarbha faculty, samashti. Individual is called vyashti. The vyashti faculties all put together only samashti total. One individual himself is in the grip of grahas and atigrahas. That Hiranyagarbha, who is having all sukshma sarirams put together, Hiranyagarbha. One sukshma sarirama ke ipdi irukke. Aadi sale. Hiranyagarbha with 19 billion. Na chumma solla 19 billion anna innu ekka chakkama irukke. All sukshma sarirams are belong to him only. Therefore, Yajnavalkya says, Hiranyagarbha also limited. Since he is also a samsari. So these sense organs are called, atigrahas are called mrityuna. Here mrityu means limitation caused by graha and atigraha. Mrityu means not a general meaning we should not take. Mrityu means death. But in this context, mrityu means that person who is dependent on agraha and atigraha is called mrityu. Limited by that sense organs and sense objects. So, Arthabhaga is asking about these questions. In this, samsara itself is defined as mrityu. What is samsara? Sukha dukha turmoil. This sukha dukha comes when you interact with the sense objects. That is called samsara. Therefore, grahasya graha ati graha. Grinnati iti graha. Grahasya graha ati graha. So Hiranyagarbha also bound by samashti indriyani. Sopadhika. Sopadhikatvam itself is the samsara, cause of samsara. Sopadhikatvam. Upadhi sahitatvam. The body is called upadhi. Sukshma shriram is called upadhi. Vyashti upadhi. Hiranyagarbha is having samashti upadhi. So, sopadhikatvam itself is called samsara. What is the corollary? If you want to come out of samsara, may you become nirupadhikaha. Onap, I am nirupadhikam brahma. Nirgunam brahma ahamasmi. Then you are free from samsara. Graha and atigraha. For that sake, you have to close your eyes and close your nose, close your saapadamale, paakamale, keekamale, udhume, pukarlaman, devayan. Not necessary. In spite of interaction, happily enjoy the world and you can say, they are all instruments to me. They are all in my hands. I am nirupadhika atma. They are all my instruments. That jnanam you can attain. That is possible. So nirupadhikatvam alone is the solution. Sopadhikatvam alone is the cause of samsara, cause of bondage. Sopadhikatvam is the cause of limitation. Therefore, this topic of first 9 mantras, this topic is over. Mantra number 10.
Yajnavalkyeti hovacham.
Yajnavalkyeti hovacham.
யதிதம் சர்வ மிருத்யோரன்னம் காஸ்வித் சா தேவதாம் யஸ்யா மிருத்யுரன்னமிதி அக்னிர்வை மிருத்யுஹ் சோபாமன்னம் அபபுனர்மிருத்யும் ஜயதி. Then Artha Bhaga asked the second question. What is that question? Kasvit sa devata yasya mrityur annamithi agnirvai mrityuh saha apam annam apa punar mrityur jayati. Very interesting. Now Artha Bhaga is asking that graha and atigraha come under mrityu, because of that only limitation is called samsara, therefore they are called mrityu. Is there any mrityu for that mrityu? Adha yamanaku yamananna mrityu ku mrityu. Mrityu is that which swallows everything. Mrityu means that which swallows. The swallower, the mrityu, is there any other mrityu to swallow this mrityu? The question. Like that, one example. One snake is swallowing the frog. The frog is in the mouth of the snake. Not yet gone inside. Still it is outside. Its back portion is in the mouth of the snake. The front side of mouth is outside. Now this frog is eating the fly, opening the mouth and trying to eat the fly. So snake is the mrityu of frog, frog is the mrityu of fly. Jeevo jeevasya jeevanam. Big shark is coming and eating another big fish. This big fish is eating the small fish. Mrityoho mrityum. So this is a death of death. What is that? Is there anything? Agnivalkya says, yes, it is there. What is that? He says, kasvitu sa devata. What is that devata? Yasyaha mrityuhu annamiti. What is that? This mrityu is annam of that mrityu. Annam is that which swallows. This mrityu is the annam of that mrityu. What is that mrityu? That mrityu, like he says, agnirvai mrityuhu. The agni burns everything. Agni swallows everything. Agnaye swaha. அக்னை ஸ்வாஹான்னு என்ன பண்ற அக்னி எல்லாம் பஸ்மம் பண்றாரு. ஹி பர்ன்ஸ் எவ்ரி திங் அக்னிர்வை மிருத்யு. வி நோ தட் ஒன்ஸ் ஃபயர் கேட்ச் தட் நத்திங் வில் ரிமைன். தட் மீன்ஸ் எவ்ரி திங் இஸ் அன்னம் டு தட் அக்னி. வென் வி ஆர் போரிங் தட் கீ இன் தட் ஆஸ் ஆப்லேஷன், people think, see Agni Bhagavan, how much he is drinking. There is people, they talk, Agni Bhagavan is so happy today, he is drinking lot of ghee. That is what our concept. So Agni swallows everything. Agni is the mrityu of everything. Agni devata mrityu, everything is mrityu for Agni devata, means annam manartha. Agni Devata is the mrityu of everything, means everything becomes annam to Agni Devata. Is there any mrityu for Agni Devata? Na? Water is the mrityu for Agni Devata. Fire can be quenched by the waters. No? Lot of fire is there, conflagration. But you pour water, what will happen? It's put off. No? Fire is put off. That means water swallows Agni. that Agni become annam to waters. That's why when you have daham, daham irka. After dahamna fire, what do you do? You drink water. After drinking water, what do you say? Daham aritte na. Anna ardham? Water has swallowed the fire, burning sensation. So Agni is the mrityu of everything. Water is the mrityu of Agni. That's what he says. Agnirvai mrityuhu saha apam annam. Apam anna waters. Adhe waters ke Agni vandhi annam. Annam anna don't take rice. Annam anna that which is happy, complete, fulfilled by taking something. That whatever it is taking, it is called annam. That fulfillment comes to that water. Once it put off the fire. Apa punaha mrityuho jayati. So, next mantra he says, by knowing this, one can conquer the further death. That is the phalam. By this knowledge, he says, this is the essence of 10th mantra. What is that mrityu for apa mrityuhana? We have to, what happens to, he is going to ask the next question. What happened to the prana of Ajnani at the time of death? Ajnani means here karmi or upasaka. Here we have to see, now I told you that Brahma Vidya topic comes here. He says, apa punaha mrityuhu mrityum jayati. Even that waters is the mrityu, water is the mrityu of Agni. Is there any mrityu for this water? Agni Valkya didn't say anything. Mrityun jayati ni chulitar. Eppadi jayati anna? So Shankaracharya writes here, Brahma jnanena, Paramartha jnanena, Vidya devata is thus mrityu of apam, waters. Vidya devata nar. Apamrityum jayati means one who has got this Brahma jnanam, he crosses over mortality. He crosses over mortality. One who has got Brahma jnanam, apamrityum jayati means in the bhumi, akasha, vayu, agni, jalam, all these are all nama rupa. And he gets the atma jnanam, aham brahma asmi. All these cannot touch me, he understands. That is called apamrityum jayati. Next shloka, mantra we will read. The second question, here itself, it is implied, the second question. What happens to the prana of Ajnani at the time of death? See, one who knows this, he gets immortality, he says. That means he is a Jnani. A Jnani. But what happens to Ajnani? Ajnani also can get immortality. Anna. Ajnani cannot get immortality because this Jnani knows these five elements are all anatma. I am atma. They are all born from me. They cannot cause any mortality to me. He has recognized he is muktaha. Jnani. But then what about Ajnani? What happens to Ajnani's prana, where it goes after death? This is the question of Arthabhaga. What he asks, what happens to prana of Ajnani at the time of death? Ajnani means karmi upasaka, I said. He Agnivalkya says, Prana goes through Sushumna Nadi. Prana goes through Sushumna Nadi. No. That is Agnyanikida. Agnivalkya says, Upasakakundane Sushumna Nadi, care of Bhagavad Gita, 8th chapter. Door Madhye Pranama Vesya Samyak. So, Sushumna Nadi, he goes to Brahmaloka. Through Sushumna Nadi, he goes to Brahmaloka. And get Kramamukti. You know that story. Okay. So, going to Brahmaloka, Karmi goes where? Swargaloka. What is the path? Pandibadar or Usman Road? Krishna Gati. Avarema Shukla Gati, Upasaka, Ivarema Krishna Gati. Krishna Gati Dvara, Swargaloka, Karmi goes. Shukla Gati Dvara, Brahmaloka, Upasaka goes. So both are going to other loka means called Punarjanma Asti. Either in this loka or other loka, Upasaka and Karma definitely have Janma, Punarjanma. So therefore, Jnani doesn't have Janma. Avarku Punarjanma eppadi varum, Janma illaye Punarjanma eppadi varum. Therefore, Ajnani Pranas never travel. Jnani's prana never travel. You are all very alert. Very good. Jnani's prana will never travel. What happens to them, he is going to say later. Okay. Now he says, what about sannyasi? These are all implied by, right, written by commentators, because all corollaries. What happens to sannyasi? Sannyasi prana will travel or not? Agnivalkya says, Ajnani sannyasi prana will travel. Ajnani sannyasi prana also will travel. Every sannyasi need not be a jnani. Every jnani need not be a sannyasi. Many jnanis are grihasthas like you. You are all jnanis, or would be jnanis. So jnanis, vechukongale. So, sannyasi also travel, but what is the advantage? Anna? Sannyasi need not do any upasana, and the sannyasa ashrama edutale, avanude pranam kuda brahmarandrama poi, brahmalokati poi, he will attain kramamukti. That is the sannyasa ashramatunude advantage. Why people take apat sannyasam periyadaipo? எப்படியாவது நமக்கு கிரமமுக்தியாவது வரட்டும். So that's why they take ஆபத் சந்நியாசம். At the end, span of life, they take ஆபத் சந்நியாசம். என்ன சந்நியாசம் எடுத்தா கம்பல்சரிலி யூ கெட் கிரமமுக்தி, நோ டவுட் இன் தட். That's why many, there is a convention. They break the coconut on the head of the sannyasi when they die. Because he already dead, that's why they break. On the head of the sannyasi, they break that coconut. So that Brahmaranda opens and it goes, prana goes through Shuklagati and Brahmaloka and gets Kamamukti, sannyasi. Therefore, sannyasa is vasati. Okay, yes, Lana, Upasana Panda Talam Goda, or Kavi Tuni Potanam Poduna. Okay. Okay, aside topic, leave it. Now, third question he is going to ask. This is called Pranotkramanam topic. Ajnani Karmi, Ajnani Upasaka, Ajnani Sannyasi, all of them travel or travel. Pranotkramanam, Utkramanam and traveling. What is traveling in a prana? Prana means what here? Sukshma Shariram. Sukshma Shariram travels. The whole package, it goes. Then, 11th mantra will read.
Yajnavalketi hovacham. Yatrayam purusho mriyate. Udasmat pranaham. Pranaham. Kramantyaho neti. Neti hovacha yajnavalkyaha. Atraiva samavaliyante. Sa uchvavayati. Admayati. Atmato bhut mrutah chete.
Here, the third question is, does a wise man travel, his prana travels or not? Or does a wise man get pranotkramanam or not? Does a wise man travel or his prana gets dissolved or not, or it travels? Yajnavalkya says, no, wise man's prana, that means jnani. Here Purushaha means in this shloka mantra, jnani. Purushaha mriyate. Where yatra ayam purushaha, when the jnani leaves his body, udasmat pranaha, you have to strike ut kramante, you have to connect asmat pranaha ut kramanti aho na iti. Whether they utkramanam is there, they travel or not, na iti. Netiho vacha yajnavalkyaha. Yajnavalkyaha says na iti uvacha. They will not travel. Then what they do, where they go? They merge into samashti prana. Jnani's prana merge into total prana. So, Ajnani prana will not merge into total prana. It will not merge. Because it has gone and taken another body. How it will merge in the samashti prana? Only Jnani's prana merge into samavaliyante and merge. The prana resolves into samashti prana. Gatah kala panchadasha pratishtaha devascha sarve prati devatasuna. Parevyaye sarvam eki bhavanti Mundakopanishad, Prashnopanishad, Visa. This Vyashti prana of a jnani merge into samashti prana. He says, saha, how do you know na? Vuchavatsati, vuchavayati, atmayati, atmato mrutaha sete. Even jnani's body, the dead body of a jnani, bloats. Once prana go away, how do you know if prana has merged with total prana? No? If prana is there, that body will not bloated up. It will not inflated. Dead body of jnani also bloats. It's filled with iron. But means that means the prana has gone out. That's why it is called dead body. And he lies down as a dead. That jnani's body also, as a dead body it lies down and the body also bloats up. Adha udhvayati na, dhma means what? You take air. Dhma na, kathu udhina enna idam. Kathu nalla udhina bhusu na idam. Adha dhmayati na, to bloat an ardham. And that air fills up in that body. Appa and the prana enna irukum, it has merged into samashti prana. That also air thane. Once body bloats up, what is it? Air. Air is there. So that's why body is become too heavy after death. After death, it is so heavy because of air. So even this jnani's body also, like ordinary ajnani's body like that, it bloats. That is the proof. Ajnani body also bloats, but his prana travels. Here, this prana merges into total prana. Total prana means samashti prana, it bled. But physical body phenomena is common to both ajnani ki and jnani ki. Ivar vadamu matra apadiye irukuma annana. It is the nature of the body. Jnanam ke body ke sambandham kediyadu. He has no connection with the body. Paavam jnani body ipdiya aayiduthu enna. Ere jnani body enna, body is anatma. It is a matter. Even though he is a jnani, what is the connection between that anatma and atma? The people are looking at that body. Avaru eppudo vittitar in the body. In while living itself, he has left the abhimana towards the body. Jivan mukti. After leaving the body, it is called Videha Mukti. Videha Mukti. Therefore, this Jnani's prana will merge into total. Samavali antenna merge in artha. Dissolve. So some philosophers say, Jnani's prana also will travel. Many philosophers say, there is no question of merging in total and all. This prana also travels, and where it goes, and it goes to Vaikuntha Padam. Kailasa Padam, yedho padathike poyidum, ange poi ange merge aaguma. So they say like that. We don't accept that traveling. Traveling e kadaiyadu. Where is traveling? Enna ticket, enna visa irukken, onnum kadaiyadu. So these are all Puranic stories and all, they take literally traveling, going there. And Ajnani is traveling anna, adi story illi anna, adi story kadaiyadu, adi unmai anna. Jnani matram travel pannala, ungalku eppadi theriyum anna, nee jnani aana theriyum. Adanaley yen travel aagadhu na appo da theriyum anna. That's why until you get jnanam, you will have umpteen questions. Oru question ki answer kadikadu. Adhu da vishayam. Enna ajnanamla irukkira varaku edhukume answer varadhu, vandhalum namakku thrupti kudikadhu. We are not even any time happy with that. So samatha nalla padichu jnanam adanda nalladhu. Doubt free knowledge. Enna other things are all belief. Shastra says we believe. As long as you believe, your intellect is go on nagging, you know. So therefore, better to study Shastra, understand it clearly. So therefore, Vyashti Sukshma Shriram merge into Samashti Sukshma Shriram of a Jnani. This Jnani Sukshma Shriram dissolved. That is over. About Jnani over. Now again he comes, he asks here, but what remains once Jnani body leaves? Yajnavalkya is going to answer. Yajnavalkya iti hovacham.
Yajnavalkya iti hovacham.
Yatrayam purusho mriyate.
Yatrayam purusho mriyate.
Kimenam na jahati te. Nāmeti anantavaināmam ananta viśve devāham anantamevasaham tena lokam jayati. the fourth question is asking, at the time of death, what does not leave the wise person? What does not leave? Pagnivalkya says, his name does not leave. Nama does not leave. Jnani gives up his sthula shariram, sukshma shariram. This avidya, jnani leaves what na? This avidya has got two shaktis. Avidya means karana shariram. Karana shariram. Sthula sukshma shariams he has left. Karana shariram is called avidya. Avidya na rendu shakti irukku. Vikshepa shakti and avarana shakti. Vikshepa shakti will not disturb the person. Vikshepa shakti means the nama, rupa, prapancha, whatever he is seeing, it never causes any samsara. Avarana shakti alone causes samsara. That which veils my real nature is called avarana shakti. Even jnani also has got a vikshepa shakti. Vikshepa shakti irundada clip clipa theriyum, mic mica theriyum, female female theriyum, chair chaira theriyum. அந்த விக்ஷேப சக்தி இருக்கணும், அதுதான் மாயா சக்தி. அனதர் சக்தி ஆஃப் மாயா இஸ் வாட் ஆவரண சக்தி, வெயிலிங் தட் கவர், வெயிலிங் பவர். வாட் இஸ் தட் வெயிலிங்? ஐ ஆம் ஆத்மஸ்வரூபம் தெரியாமல், அனாத்மா சரீரமே நான் என்னோட ரூபம் பண்ணி கவர் பண்றது. இது ஞானம் வராமலே அந்த ஆவரண சக்தி தான் இந்த ஆத்மாவுடைய நான் ஸ்வரூபம் தெரியாமல் கவர் பண்ணுறது. அதுதான் அவித்யா. அந்த அவித்யானுடைய ஆவரண சக்தி தான் மோஸ்ட் பவர்ஃபுல். அஜ்ஞானத்துக்கு காரணமே அதுதான். தேர்ஃபோர் இந்த ஜ்ஞானி என்ன பண்ணுவான்? வை லிவிங் ஜீவன் முக்தி டைம் திஸ் ஆவரண சக்தி இஸ் டிசால்வ். ஆவரண சக்தி கான், அஜ்ஞானம் கான், ஆவரண சக்தி கான். பர் ஜானி டூ ஹூமன் அஜ்ஞானிக்கு போவே போகாது, ஜானிக்கு தான் போகும். அஜ்ஞானிக்கு தான் ஆவரண சக்தி இருக்கும், விக்ஷேப சக்தி இருக்கும். ஜானிக்கு விக்ஷேப சக்தி இருக்கும், ஆனாலும் டீஃபேங்க்டு கோப்ரா மாதிரி அந்த அகங்காரம் என்ன பண்ணும்? ஒன்றும் பண்ணாது. ஆவரண சக்தி டிஸ்ட்ராய்ஸ், நல்லிஃபைஸ் த ஆவரண சக்தி வை லிவிங் ஜீவன் முக்தி டைம். Avarana Shakti get destroyed at the time of Videha Mukti. Once you leave the body, totally destroyed. If you totally destroyed, what is it? What is it? Avarana Shakti is the Karana Shri. Then the Karana Shakti is the body of the other body. And then it has to get totally destroyed at the time of Videha Mukti. So, Avarana Shakti is get destroyed of Jnani at the time of Videha Mukti. But what remains na? Avarana Shakti gone. Vikshepa Shakti gone. Okay? Avarana Shakti pochana Vikshepa Shakti angi irukko Videha Mukti lo. Jeevan Mukti time lo? Vikshepa Shakti irukka, Avarana Shakti is nullified. Nullified means it cannot disturb him. And the avarana shakti is not there, it cannot disturb him. Karana shariram irukku, karana shariram irundhadana shariram irukke. Karana shariram illana sukshma shariram irukadu, sukshma shariram illana thula shariram irukadu. Adukku than nullified ani sonna naan, falsified, nullified, falsified, mithyatva nischayaha. Once the body get destroyed, sthula shariram, sushma shariram also dissolved. Inga enna vela karana shariratukku? Ivanukku punyam paapam onnum kedaiyadhu. Indha karana shariram thongindha enna panna mudiyum? Therefore karana shariram mixed with what? Vikshepa avarana. Vikshepa avarana also get destroyed. மாதிரி என்னதான் மிச்சம் இருக்குன்னு, நாமம் பேர். அந்த ஜ்ஞானி போனாலும் கூட அவர் பேர் இருக்கா இல்லையா? சுக மகர்ஷி பேர் சொல்லிக்கிறாமோ இல்லையா? சப்போஸ் ஜ்ஞானி நேமே இல்லைன்னா ஹூம் வீ கேன் ஃபாலோ, ஹூம் வீ கேன் வர்ஷிப்? இப்போ சுக மகர்ஷி ஜ்ஞானி, இப்போ அவர் பேர் இருக்கா இல்லையா? வியாச மகர்ஷி இஜே ஜ்ஞானி, அவர் பேர் இன்னைக்கு இருக்கா இல்லையா? வியாச பூர்ணம் இப்போ தானே பண்ணிட்டோம், பேரே இல்லைன்னு நினச்சிக்கோங்களேன். வியாச பேர் கிடையாது, சுக மகர்ஷி பேர் கிடையாது, அப்புறம் கிருஷ்ணர் பேர் பேரும் இருக்காது, கிருஷ்ணர் பேரே இருக்காது. ஆல் தீஸ் மகர்ஷிஸ் ஜானிஸ் பேர் இருக்கவே இருக்காது. அப்போ என்ன படிக்க முடியும் நம்ம? வாட் வீ கேன் ஸ்டடி? நாமா வில் பி தேர். அதே பஞ்சதச கலாஹாலும் ஷோடச கலாஸ் பஞ்சதச கலா வில் கோ அவே, பட் அந்த 16th கலா நாமா வில் ரிமைன் ஃப்ரம் த வேர்ல்ட்லி ஸ்டாண்ட் பாயிண்ட், நாட் ஃபார் ஜ்ஞானி. ஜானி அந்த பேர் எப்பவோ ஃபாலிசிஃபை பண்ணிட்டார் அவர் உயிரோடு இருக்கும் போதே இல்லையோ? என்ன ஜானி வை லிவிங் இட் செல்ஃப் ஹி ஹேஸ் ஃபாலிசிஃபைட் ஹிஸ் நேம், பட் நாமா ரிமைன்ஸ் ஃபார் ஹூம்? ஃபார் வேர்ல்ட்லி பீப்புள் சேக். ஆஸ் லாங் ஆஸ் த கிரியேஷன் இஸ் தேர், எப்போ வியாச பகவான், எப்போ சுக மகர்ஷி, எப்போ கிருஷ்ண பகவான், இப்போ இருக்கா இல்லையா? நமக்கு அப்புறம் ஜெனரேஷன் ஜெனரேஷன் இருப்பாரோ இல்லையா? அப்போ நாம இருக்கா இல்லையா? இப்போ ஜ்ஞானி போனாலும் என்ன இருக்க? அவர் பேர் இருக்கு, பட் நாட் ஃபார் ஜ்ஞானி, நாட் ஃபார் ஜ்ஞானி. ஃபார் அஜ்ஞானீஸுக்கு, வேர்ல்ட்லி பீப்புளுக்கு ஜ்ஞானி பேர் இருக்கும். ஆனால் யார் சொல்றான்? யாக்ஞவல்க்கிய சேஸ் டு ஆர்த்தபாக. ஏ ஆர்த்தபாகா, ஜ்ஞானி நாம சேஸ் மிரியதே கிமேனம் ந ஜஹாதி, வாட் இஸ் நாட் லீவிங் ஃப்ரம் ஜ்ஞானியன் நாம இதி அனந்தம் வை நாமா. நாமாஸ் ஆர் சோ மெனி நேம்ஸ் ஆர் தேர், சோ மெனி நேம்ஸ் ஆர் தேர். ஹீ இஸ் இன் எவ்ரி நேம் பிகாஸ் இஸ் ஆத்மஸ்வரூபம். நோ யூ கேன் சீ இன் எ டிஃபரெண்ட் வே. இப்போ சுக மகர்ஷி வியாச மகர்ஷி மறந்துடுங்க. அனந்தம் வை நாமாஹன்னா ஹோல் கிரியேஷன் இஸ் வாட்? நாமா ரூபா. பட் ஆல் நாமாஸ் ஆர் ரியல் ஆர் அன்ரியல்? அன்ரியல். அந்த நாமாக்கு பின்னாடி யார் இருக்கான்? ஆத்மா. ஜ்ஞானி இஸ் ஆத்மா. ஸோ அந்த ஆத்மா இஸ் தேர் இன் பிஹைண்ட் எவ்ரி நாம. மையேவ சகலம் ஜாத்தம், மை சர்வம் பிரதிஷ்டிதம். அனந்தம் வை நாமா, இன்ஃபினிட் நேம்ஸ் ஆர் தேர். டு ஹூம்? டு ஆத்மா. அனந்தம் ஆத்மஸ்வரூபமுக இன்ஃபினிட் நேம்ஸ் ஆர் தேர், அண்ட் இன்ஃபினிட் நேம்ஸ் அண்ட் ஃபார்ம்ஸ். நேம்ஸ் கேன் எக்ஸிஸ்ட் வித்தவுட் ஃபார்ம்? வி ஹவ் கிவன் நேம் டு ஃபார்ம் ஓன்லி. வேர் தெர் இஸ் எ ஃபார்ம் தெர் இஸ் எ நேம், வேர் தெர் இஸ் எ நேம் தெர் இஸ் எ ஃபார்ம். ஸோ அனந்த பதார்த்தாக, அனந்த பதானி அனந்த பதார்த்தாக. That's why the whole prapancha nama rupa is beautiful, wonderful. Who is there behind? Atma. Is now behind every name jnani is there or not? As atma is there. Ah enge poirkarana engeyo pole poitar poitar na atma poiduthu nu ardham. Jnani is atma, so he is very much there in the creation. How? Behind every nama. How many namas? Anantam vai namah. Namas given to whom? Padarthaha. How many padarthams? Namas are anantam, padarthas anantam nar. Infinite objects, infinite names. Behind what is there na? Satta. Existent principle. In the form of existent principle, he is there. That's why Nama Upasana also we saw in the Chandogya Upanishad. Nama Upasana. Here also Brihadaranyakam lo kuda we saw previous Brahmanams. Nama Upasana. So Nama Anantam Vishve Devaha. Vishve Devaha are also Anantam. Namas are also Anantam. అనంతమేవ సహా తేన లోకం జయతి. హూఎవర్ డస్ ఉపాసన, జ్ఞానం వరల హూఎవర్ డు నామ ఉపాసన అండ్ బిహైండ్ దట్ నామ దట్ చైతన్యం బ్రహ్మ ఈస్ దేర్, హీ గెట్స్ అనంత లోకాహ, మీన్స్ ఇన్ఫినిట్ లోకాస్ హీ గెట్స్. దట్ ఈస్ ఉపాసన ఫలం వై కెన్ టేక్. So one of the 16 kalas, nama is one. That 16th nama will not leave him. Therefore Jnani says, I am vak, I am padam, I am padarthaha. Mayeva sakalam jatam. I am that. Padartha means what? Artha prapancha. అర్థ మీన్స్ పొరుల్, పద ప్రపంచ అర్థ ప్రపంచ, పద ప్లస్ అర్థ పదార్థం. నమ్మ ఇంట్లో కిచెన్ రూమ్లో పండ్ర పదార్థం ఇల్లా పదార్థం పదార్థం అన్న అర్థం. వాగర్థామివ సంపృక్తం వాగర్థ ప్రతిపత్తయే అన్నారు. పదం అండ్ అర్థం పుట్ టుగెదర్ పదార్థం. పదం అన్న నామం. నామం ఎంగిరుకు వాక్, వాక్లో దా ఇరుకు. సో జ్ఞాని సేస్ ఐ ఆమ్ వాక్, అండ్ వాక్ పదార్థకి ఒక పదార్థం ఇరుక, అంత పదార్థం కూడా నానేదా. అప్పుదా సర్వం బ్రహ్మమే అని చెల్ల ముడియో ఇల్ల పదార్థం వేరే నాన్న వేరే అన్న ఎన్న వందడు ద్వైతం వందడు. ద్వైతం వంద ఎన్న వరం భయం వరం. ద్వైతాది భయం భవతి, అద్వైతమే అభయం అన్నారు. ద్వైతం ఇరుకర వరకు దేర్ ఇస్ సంథింగ్ టు లిమిట్ యూ అన్నారు. నెక్స్ట్ మంత్ర
యాజ్ఞవల్కేతి హోవాచ
యత్రాస్య
పురుషస్య మృతస్యాగ్నిం వాగప్యేతి వాతం ప్రాణ చక్షురాదిత్యం మనశ్చంద్రం దిశశ్రోత్రం పృథివీ శరీరం ఆకాశమాత్మా ఓషధిర్లోమాని వనస్పతిర్కేశాః అప్సు లోహితం చ రేతస్య నిధీయతే క్వాయం తదా పురుషో భవతీతి ఆహార సోమ్య హస్తమార్తభాగ ఆవామేవైతస్య వేదిష్యావః నావేతత్ సజనయితి తౌ హోత్రమ్య మంత్రయాం చక్రాతే తౌహ యదూచతుః కర్మహైవ తదూచతుః అథ యత్ ప్రశశంసతుః కర్మహైవ తత్ ప్రశశంసతుః పుణ్యో వై పుణ్యేన కర్మణా జయతి కర్మణా భవతి పాపః పాపేనేతి తతోహ జారత్కారవః ఆర్తభాగ ఉపనరామ.
This is also very interesting. Now Arthabhaga is, first half is Arthabhaga himself is telling. Now Jnani topic is over. Now Ajnani Purushasya, here Purusha means Ajnani. Ajnaninaha, what about Ajnani? See, all these sense organs, Ajnani sense organs are also merging. Vagindriyam goes to Samashtivak. And whatever it has got, Shrotra Indriyam, Vyashti Shrotra Indriyam dissolves into Samashti Shrotra Indriyam. That Indriyam, everything dissolve into total. Everything has to merge into total. What is the difference between Ajnani merging and Jnani merging? Where is the subtle difference here? He says here, Ajnani Vak Indriyam resolve into Agni. Agni Devata. Number one. He gives a 10 number list. Ajnani Vak merge into Indriyam merge into Agni Devata. Number two, Vatam, that air, vital energy of Ajnani merge into total prana. Number three, eyes are merging into the sun. Ears are merging into the Dig Devata direction. Mind is also merging into moon, Chandram. Body is merging into Prithivi. நம்ம கண்ணு முன்னாடி அனுபவமா தெரிகிறதே, பாடி இஸ் மெர்ஜிங் இன்டு பிருத்திவி. ஆத்மா ஹிருதய ஆகாஷ, ஆத்மா மீன்ஸ் ஹிருதய ஆகாஷ, பகிராகாஷே இட் மெர்ஜஸ் இன்டு டோட்டல் ஆகாஷ. த ஹெயர் ஆன் த பாடி மெர்ஜ் இன்டு தட் ஓஷதி ஹெர்ப்ஸ் அண்ட் பிளான்ஸ். த ஹெயர் ஆன் த ஹெட் merges into vanaspati, trees. Lohitam and retas. Lohitam means male, corresponding to male, ovum corresponding, and retas, the ovum corresponding to female, retas, that is called sperm connected to male, both of them merges into waters, which is the phenomenon of progeny, that merges into water. All of them resolve into samashti. This artha bhaga is asking. All of them are resolving into samashti. Then what is the difference between jnani, ajnani, death? Yajnivalkya says, Ajnani sense organs will not resolve. Ajnani, this and all, we don't listen in this Tattva Bodha and all, no? They say, they are all samashti lanchi, vesti lanchi, samashti poyadu, samashti lanchi, vesti kvandhani. Iti varkata ketir konamu. Sense organs of Ajnani will not merge. And the sense organs la irukkira devata only withdrawn for Ajnani. Devata irundanna, they are alive, no? Sense organs are there. Sense organ pinnadi indriyam. Sense organ anna indriyam, power. And the power ku pinnadi presiding deity, devata. Chakshur devata, vag devata, all devatas are there. And the devatas has to bless the sense organs. And devatas withdraw. Devatas blessing means they are functioning in the sukshma sariram. Once they withdraw, sense organs will never withdraw. His sense organs will continue. His sense organs will continue until he takes another body. Ajnani, no? Until he takes another body, he has to tie all the sense organs. Enna andha golagalla eduthu ponum. Like nama veedu vacate panna maadhiri. So just as you carry things, this jiva, ajnani jiva carries even sense organs. அந்த இந்திரியம் கண்ணுக்கு தெரியுமா தெரியாதா? தெரியாது. கோலகம் தெரியும், இந்திரியம் வந்து சூக்ஷ்மம். அந்த இந்திரியமுக்கு பின்னாடி தேவதா இருக்க, அந்த தேவதா மெர்ஜஸ் இன்டு சமஷ்டி. இந்திரியம் வந்து சமஷ்டில மெர்ஜ் ஆகாது. ஏன்னா இவனுக்கு இன்னும் பாப கர்மா புண்ணிய கர்மா இருக்கு. வேற ஜ்ஞானி சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ் ஆல்சோ மெர்ஜ் இன்டு சமஷ்டி. When he is asking this question, Yajnavalkya says, every organ has got devata, amshana. Chakshuhu, Surya Devata, and Chakshuhu, the Surya Devata only withdraws. Chakshu Indriyam, apdi irukum Ajnanike. But Jnani Chakshur Indriyam merges into Devata. So Rasana, Varuna, all these you have to supply. Lord Krishna also says, what is the proof? Na? Proof kaha Bhagavad Gita pokudadu. Bhagavad Gita la Krishna solnadhukku enna proof na Brihadaranyakam. Okay. He said in 18th chapter, 14th shloka, adhishthanam tadha karta karanam cha prithagvidham vividhasya prithak cheshtaha daivam chaivatra panchamam. Or vyakti jnana vyavahara karma vyavahara pannanumanna இந்த கரணங்கள் எல்லாம் இருக்கணும், கர்த்தா இருக்கணும், ஜ்ஞாத்தா இருக்கணும், கர்த்தா ஜ்ஞாத்தா அண்ட் கரணங்கள் எல்லாம் இருக்கணும். இதுக்கு மீறி எல்லாமே ஒரு தெய்வம் இருக்கணும், பஞ்சமம் தெய்வம் இருக்கணும். ஃபிஃப்த் காம்போனன்ட் இஸ் தெய்வம். வித்தவுட் தெய்வம் ஹி கெனாட் டூ எனி திங். நமக்கு தெரியாது என்னமோ பண்றது, எல்லாம் காலு கை ஆடிண்டு இருக்க சில பேருக்கு. அப்போ வென் அர்த்தபாகா இஸ் ஆஸ்கிங் லைக் திஸ், இன் தி கேஸ் ஆஃப் அக்ஞானி தேவதாஸ் ஒன்லி வித்துட்டான்னு சொன்னப்போ, ஃபர்தர் ஹி வாண்ட் டு சே வாட் அர்த்தபாகா செட் பை அக்னிவல்க்யா. அக்னிவல்க்யா கால்ஸ், ஹே சோம்யா மை டியர் ஒன், கம் ஹியர், ஐ டோன்ட் வாண்ட் டு டாக் திஸ் இன் திஸ் அசெம்பிளி, லெட் அஸ் கோ சீக்ரெட்லி, ஐ வில் டெல் யூ அண்ணா. இஸ் காலிங் ஹிம், ஹே சோம்யா ஹஸ்த ஆர்த்தபாகா ஆவாம் ஏவ ஏதஸ்ய வேதிஷ்யாவஹா, ஐ வில் டேக் யூ தேர் செப்பரேட்லி, நான் தனியாக டீச் பண்ணுறேன், இங்கெல்லாம் அசெம்பிளியில் சொல்லக்கூடாது, இது சீக்ரெட்டு. நவ் ஏவ ஏ தத் சஜன இது, யூ ஷுட் நாட் டாக் இன் த அசெம்பிளி. தௌ ஹோத்ரம்ய மந்திரயாம் சக்ரே ஹி டுக் ஹிம் அவுட் சைட் தௌஹ யதூச்சதுஹு. வாட் ஹீ செட், த எசன்ஸ் ஆஃப் த ரெஸ்ட் ஆஃப் த போர்ஷன் இஸ் திஸ். இஃப் எ பர்சன் அக்ஞானி டஸ் பாப கர்ம, அக்ஞானி டஸ் பாப கர்ம, சப்போஸ் எ பர்சன் பார்ன் ஆஸ் எ பிளைண்ட், பாபேன பாபம் பாபி பவதி, புண்ணியேன புண்ணிய கர்மணா புண்ணியம் லபதே. Suppose a person, blind person, you see, he is having eyes, but he has no vision. Because in the previous janma, he has done papam, ajnanam eva papam. So that because of that ajnanam, is papa sanchita agami karma illa derika. And the papam mulama, and the chakshur devata, suryaha, did not bless that person. That's what he said here. Atha yat prakasha shamsatu kam haiva tat prashashamsatuhu punyo vai punyena karmana bhavati papaha papena. Why some people cannot listen? Why some people cannot talk? Why some people cannot move their hands? One side, why some people have, no, they cannot walk, because of papa, their indriyams will be there as it is, doctors cannot answer. But daivam, that devata will not bless. Why? You have done papa, and the corresponding papa, corresponding sense organ will be affected. அந்த எந்த பாபத்துக்கு என்ன காரணம் வேலை பண்ணக்கூடாது, அதெல்லாம் அதெல்லாம் லெக்க கர அதெல்லாம் கணக்கு வேற கணக்கில் இருக்கும். ஓகே, ஸோ தட் தேவதா வில் நாட் பிளஸ். பிளைண்ட் பீப்புள், டெஃப் பீப்புள், டம்ப் பீப்புள், ஹேண்டிகேப்டு பீப்புள், ஆல் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் பாப்பா. ஈவன் தே பார்ன் சம்டைம்ஸ் ஆஃப்டர் இன் த மிடில் தே கெட் சம் வியாதி அண்ட் தே லூஸ் த ஐசைட். They lose their hands, they lose their legs, they lose their so many organs. Why? Why some persons are losing? Why some people are not losing? What answer can you give? Karma. Papena, papa. Punyena, punyam. That's why getting healthy body all sense organs because of punya. When all are there only, you can get jnana. Whence they are not there, how can you get jnana? When all sense faculties are there, intact, you can get jnana, knowledge. Now to understand this, all your faculties must function intact. Otherwise, now how many devatas are blessing, imagine. They are not blessed by those devatas. Therefore, Arthabhaga, Jnanis were those people, they were blessed by all the devatas. Therefore, they have attained Jnanam. These Indriyams merge into devatas. Jnani's Indriyams will not be carried. For what? Next Shariram Teva Illiye. Adhanala his Indriyams need not be carried. They all merge into Samasti. More in the next class. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamivavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.